Let me see if I can set this up for you. Not long ago, I saw a very long Facebook post from my friend, singer-songwriter Roxy Copeland, who was talking about the difficulty she had in getting straight answers about the cost of a mammogram, who pays for a mammogram, what doctor could bill for a mammogram. It was a nightmare of a story. But we thought it underscores the difficulty so many Americans have when it comes to health care, health insurance companies, treatment options. And we think you'll find this story enlightening. Roxy Copeland, coming up next. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a personal and corporate development company that teaches in the areas of communication, business etiquette, executive presence, and so many more soft skills that can have a great impact on your personal and professional success. Taro International, achieve lead and outclass with Taro. Learn more at TERO.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through. We have something for you, well, quite different today. You know, we don't do politics on the Business News Hour. We do, though, focus on how and when sometimes politics infringes on, well, people and business. And today we're going to be talking about a boob, just to be sure. With me on the phone, and this is all brought about because of she is one of our favorite people on the planet, Roxy Copeland, a singer and a professional musician who is now residing in Austin, Texas, had an incredible story about a mammogram. And we're going to take it from there. Roxy, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you back with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
How's life in Austin?
Oh, it's great. You know, I mean, right now it's in the 70s. Yeah, which, right. I reckon is a fair bit higher than what you folks are dealing with.
Yeah, just a little bit, just a tad bit. But they tell us it's going to get above freezing here soon, so that's good. You're going to
perfect.
Lovely. Are you going to be doing South by Southwest?
I am. I'll be playing on the 16th down at Perry's in Austin.
Nice. All right. Well, for folks who don't know you, let's go ahead and backpedal just a little bit and tell everyone what business you're in.
Well, I'm a musician. I play piano and I sing and I write songs and I travel around the country playing them for folks.
An independent recording artist, I think, is how you put that, right?
Seems about right.
How's business these days, by the way?
It's good. You know, we moved to Austin 9 months ago, and I figured it might take me a while here to kind of get myself established in the scene, but I'm very grateful with how quickly my calendar is filling up here in Texas. So, yeah.
But, you know, there are no Texans in Austin, they tell me. So,
it's kind of funny here. Austin has its own vibe. They call it the People's Republic of Austin.
Exactly.
It's different than any place else in Texas.
Exactly. Been there several times, and I can attest to that. All right. Let's talk about your story for just a minute, because I'm going to set this up. One of the things that we hear from medical professionals and some politicians and some insurance companies is, let's put more power into the hands of people so that they can make informed healthcare decisions with regard to costs and benefits and out-of-pocket expenses and insurance and all of those things that deal with getting care. And that's what we're told. Tell us your story.
Okay, well, a while back, about 6 weeks ago at this point, I found a lump in my breast. Now, being a somewhat reasonable person, I thought I should get this checked out. Yeah. Bad things can happen as a result of this. So I went into my doctor. She agreed there was a lump there, said you need to get this checked out, and referred me to a mammogram, an ultrasound clinic. So also, again, trying to be a reasonable adult, I called them up and said, how much is this going to cost? What are my out-of-pocket costs after my insurance kicks in? You know, and then there was this giant saga, which I didn't think it would be an issue to try and get that number.
Hey, I need a new muffler on my car. What's it going to cost?
Right, yeah. Right. And they'd give you a cost.
Right.
But, you know, so I asked the clinic and they said, oh, yeah, we take your insurance, you know, no problem. So they said, you're going to want to call your insurance to get the price, which I did. But my insurance, which happened to be Blue Cross Blue Shield, told me that this particular clinic wasn't covered. And I said, well, you know, wait a second. My doctor says it is. And BCBS said, well, you know, sorry, we don't know who you're talking about. Ask the clinic for their MPI billing number, and that would help us locate them.
All right. So you're the patient. You've been with the insurance company. You go back to the clinic and say, hey, I need some kind of special number from you.
Right, right. So I call the clinic and request that number. I think it's called an MPI number. The receptionist happily gave it to me. So I called BCBS back, gave them that MPI number, and BCBS said, well, that's the billing number for an individual doctor at the clinic. That particular doctor is covered, but the clinic itself isn't.
Okay. Okay.
Right, right. So, you know, I asked, well, do I need to have the procedure done by the doctor? Will it be covered then? And they replied, probably. I asked them to please, probably, which was concerning, you know. So I said, please define probably in this instance.
Right.
And they said, well, you know, if the billing comes from that doctor specifically rather than the clinic, you're probably covered subject to deductible. I then pointed out, my plan says it covers mammograms at 100%. They said, well, that's true unless a particular provider has balance billing. Balance billing, you know. So I said, please elaborate on the balance billing thing. They said, well, you know, maybe the clinic has an agreement with us per procedure. So, for example, let's say we agree to pay $200 for a mammogram, but they charge $300. And if they have balance billing with us, they'll charge us, the insurance, $200, and you'll pay the remaining $100. At which point, I had to point out, if I'm paying $100, then you're not covering 100% of the mammogram. That's not what 100% means.
It's kind of what it says there in the old thing. Yeah, right. Okay.
Right. Right. You know, and, you know, the representative for the insurance company kind of just shrugged. She obviously didn't care. It wasn't her boob that, you know, was on the line. So she suggested I call the clinic again and ask them if they had perhaps given me the wrong NPI number. So... I mean, I don't know how much time you have because this story goes on for a while.
Keep going. Right, this is right. Too good to miss.
So I called the clinic back, and they referred me to their billing department, which was in Houston, right, despite the fact that the clinic itself was in Austin. So I called the new number they gave me for the billing department. I asked them whether the NPI number I'd originally been given was correct. And the lady there said it was not, and she gave me another MPI number with which to call my insurance company.
Okay, we're getting closer, I think.
We're getting warm. So I took that number and called insurance and gave them the new number. Insurance said this new number was indeed the number for the entire clinic, and I thought, great. I said, so are they in network now that you've located them? And they said, no, it looks like two doctors there are in network, but the others aren't.
Okay.
So, you know, I said, does that mean I can go to either of those two doctors and have the procedure be covered? They said, not really, because typically both the doctor who read the mammogram and the clinic itself bill separately, so we'd cover the doctor in that instance, but not the clinic.
Even though the clinic is, okay.
According to them, anyway, that's how it worked. So they then suggested I call the billing office in Houston back and asked them if they would be willing to bill under the individual doctors rather than the clinic itself.
Okay.
So I called the billing office in Houston and asked if they could do that. The billing office said, no, sorry, we bill as a group, meaning we bill everything coming out of the clinic as one MPI number. We don't use individual doctors' numbers.
Now, meanwhile, Roxy Copeland, ladies and gentlemen, is on the phone with us from Austin, Texas. So meanwhile, your breast is got this lump, and you got to be a little bit nervous, a little anxious to get some things done.
Right, of course. You know, I was stressed out about it because I wanted to get it looked at. I found out, you know, after I mentioned it to my dad that my great grandmother had died of breast cancer. This was right. I didn't know that. I was unaware. And so that obviously, added some stress to the situation. So I'm already stressed out about it, and then I'm being put through all this rigmarole, you know, hours on the phone with these companies, and it just kept going, the runaround. Basically, it came down to, after 3 hours of phone tag between the clinic's billing office, the clinic itself, my insurance company, other departments of my insurance company, finally, the clinic said, you know, we're sure you're covered. Don't worry about it. The director is so sure that you're covered that we'll write you an email saying that we'll waive the charges if, in fact, you're not covered.
Oh.
I said I need that in writing because I'm the daughter of a lawyer. I can't help it. And by this point, you know.
I don't trust anybody.
I don't trust anybody. So they were like, of course, no problem. So now we're almost up to the point where the procedure had been scheduled. Right. And the day that they said they'd get the email to me by had come and gone. I waited a few days afterwards, called the clinic back and was like, hey, you know, the procedure is tomorrow and I still don't have this affirmation from the director of the clinic that you said you'd send over. And, you know, the person I talked to this time said, oh, I have no idea what you're talking about. We would never waive charges. That's not something we ever do. So I'm not sure where you would get that idea. You know, like she was a hair's breadth away from calling me crazy, basically.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I'd like to say I was surprised, but I mean, this is the American very much for-profit healthcare system we're talking about. So, you know, at this point, I went and had the biopsy. I could never get them to give me a cost estimate. And it turned out benign, which I'm
Thank
very
God.
Grateful for. Thank God, you know, but I still have no idea what the bill is going to be. You know, I'm waiting to see what the bill is on that. Even after the procedure, they're like, yeah, sorry, we can't tell you what this is going to cost, even though they've performed thousands of them at this clinic. You'd think they'd have an idea. That's where I'm at.
You know, so here we come. You are a very articulate woman. Who has been,
well, thank you.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, anybody that goes to Grinnell has got to be articulate, right? But not only an articulate woman, but a professional woman. And you had the foresight to do exactly what we are told to do. Go find out the cost of these and how it's all covered and who pays for what. And only to be weeks and weeks of anguish with regard to anxiety, but also the runaround on the telephone. So how would you sum up your customer experience?
Oh, God. I consider myself to be a pretty thorough person, you know, and I'm not put off of things easily. But I admit that, you know, after 3 hours of the runaround with these folks, like it became clear to me that this wasn't a one-off. It's not the first time I've dealt with insurance. And I think that we're told, you know, that, oh, this just happens once in a while. Most people don't have to deal with this. The system works very smoothly for most people. But I don't think it's a kink in the system. I think this is how the system is designed. If you can't figure out in advance what you're going to be paying, there's no such thing as price shopping. There's no such thing as comparison. You know, I mean, the U.S. has like higher rates of medical, medication, and lab errors than comparable countries. Our hospital admissions for preventable diseases are more frequent in the U.S. because they can't get care early on. We spend twice what other high-income nations do on healthcare, but we have the lowest life expectancy and the highest infant mortality rates. Something's amiss here.
Well, it certainly is amiss. Roxy Copeland, I'm certainly glad that at least the test proved to be negative. And secondly, I keep us up on this one. This will be interesting to watch as we go forward. And, you know, we hear these stories all the time. And getting politicians or getting individuals who have some sort of, authority to make sure this doesn't happen to patients in medical procedure issues tends to go on deaf ears. So I think you've hit the old nail on the head again. So thank you, Roxy. I appreciate you doing this with us.
Absolutely, Michael.
What a story, right? Once again, that was Roxy Copeland, a singer-songwriter currently living in Austin, Texas. We've been friends for a long time and followed her all around the country as she plies her trade. and she does it so very, very well. We will have a link to Roxy's website up on our radio blog so you can tell for yourself what a talent she is. Well, that about wraps it up for today. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your next project? We can hook you up. For all those folks and for Roxy Copeland, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good, dear fellow man. Good day.